a disciple of such character-judging anatomists as Gratiolet or Engel could have read this man's features like an open book. Without hesitation, I identified his dominant qualities, self-confidence. Since his head reared like a nobleman's above the arc formed by the lines of his shoulders, and his black eyes gazed with icy assurance. Calmness, since his skin, pale rather than ruddy, indicated a tranquility of blood. Energy, shown by the swiftly knitting muscles of his brow. And finally, courage, since his deep breathing denoted tremendous reserves of vitality. I might add that this was a man of great pride, that his calm, firm gaze seemed to reflect thinking on an elevated plane, and that the harmony of his facial expressions and bodily movements resulted in an overall effect of unquestionable candor. According to the findings of physiognomists, those analysts of facial character,